92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
A listener named Rebecca is on the phone for a second date update today, and her first date was filled with adventure.
Oh, really?
Definitely not for the faint of heart or the lactose intolerant.
What is it?
Rebecca took her date on a search around the city to find the perfect mac and cheese.
Oh, that is such a good date idea.
Did they find it? I don't know. Let's find out. Rebecca, how you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Oh, I got your email about your date, and it sounds like a fun time. You guys searched for the perfect mac and cheese in the city?
Yes, we did.
I mean, I'll pretend that I'm interested in your date, but I just want to know where the best place was that you found.
Wouldn't you like to know?
I think so.
It got in more ways than you could ever imagine.
Okay, so first of all, before we get into your actual search, what's the guy's name that you went out with?
Chris.
Chris. And how did you meet Chris?
We met online, like on a dating website.
Oh, so like a mac and cheese blog?
No, it was a normal dating website, and then we discovered through chatting that we both love mac and cheese.
Yeah, who
now,
doesn't?
Was the date idea your idea or his idea? Because I think it's genius.
I think it was actually his idea, because we were talking about it, and he's like, we should go out and find the best mac and cheese. And I was like, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, talk about a sweet talker.
No kidding. Wow. He does know a way to a woman's heart, doesn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love my carbs and I love it cheesy.
All right. And so how was the date?
The date was really good. He showed up and he was like super cute. Mm-hmm. And we were going to go to three places because we did a bunch of like Yelp research and like looked at reviews and stuff.
Cool.
And so the first place, we like, you know, got a bowl and like split it and it was good. And we went to the second place, and it, like, wasn't as good as people said. We were both kind of underwhelmed.
That's lame.
It was, like, kind of, like, too carby and, like, not cheesy, kind of, like, bland tasting. You know what I mean?
So good,
yeah. Are we still talking about the mac and cheese or the date still?
No, the mac and cheese.
He was good. The mac and cheese was bad at the second place.
Yes.
Okay,
good.
But you had hope for the third place. You still wanted to go there?
Yeah, of course. I don't stop when it comes to mac and cheese. And we were sharing, so it wasn't like we were like gorging ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
So after like the bland place, we made our way to the third place. And like, honestly, the best part about the date wasn't even the mac and cheese, because like on the way to each place, we would like walk together and just talk, you know, like conversation was like super easy and fun.
And if you're sharing food with somebody, there's like a level of intimacy there. There just is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's more than that with mac and cheese for me.
That's true. You know, if like my mom dipped into my mac and cheese when I didn't want her to, we'd have a big problem.
Yeah.
It's very personal.
Was there any awkward moments on the date?
Well, at the third place we went to, we got some mac and cheese and he was like, I'm not feeling good. Like, oh, are you lactose intolerant?
Oh, you're making fun of him.
Yeah, and he didn't really respond to that.
So maybe he was?
No, he's the one that set up the date idea. He wouldn't be a lactose intolerant person.
Well, you do a lot to go out with a lady. I will risk some irritable bowel syndrome to go out with a girl that I really like. I'll pretend like I like cheese until I get to the point where I've had enough. And I'm like, dude, I can't anymore.
But that's the weird thing. He was like, well, maybe I had too much. And I was like, okay, I don't think so. Like, we've been splitting stuff and like had to-go containers. So like, you know, we knew we were going to have three different mac and cheeses today, you know?
Yeah.
And more importantly, why would you want to call a guy back that can't handle his cheese to begin with?
But no, like, he was super sweet and I was concerned for him, you know? Because I was like, can I take you home? Can I, like, get you an Uber or something? He's like, no, that's really nice. And then he, like, kissed me on the cheek and then, like, bolted away.
Oh, so you guys didn't even get to the third restaurant? Did you eat?
We were going to order, and he's like, no, I'm not feeling good.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow. He must have really been sick.
Yeah. I mean, the way you describe it, he bolted. Did he literally just leave that quickly?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, maybe he's, like, having a bathroom emergency.
Yeah.
But it's been over a week, and I've been texting him, and he still says that he's not feeling well.
Whoa.
And I don't believe him. Like,
like, that's his response to you? Is that his tummy still hurts?
Yes, he says, I'm still not feeling well, sorry.
Well.
All right, yeah. That sounds a little strange to be that sick after 8 days.
Yeah, and I'm just so confused. And that's why I emailed you guys, because I feel like there's, like, some stupid secret reason. He's not telling me, and he's super cute and super nice and funny, and I want to go out with him again.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Rebecca and the guy she went out with had a really interesting concept for their first date. They were going to search the whole city for the best mac and cheese. They went to two restaurants, had mac and cheese there, didn't make it to the third one because he left with a tummy ache.
Sissy.
But he's had the tummy ache for 8 days now because every time she's texted him, he's texted back saying, sorry, still can't go out, feel sick. So we're going to get him on the phone right now and find out why. Are you ready, Rebecca?
I'm ready.
God, I'm nervous for you because this is like an online dream date. You know, like he's cute, he's funny, he eats mac and cheese, he was into you.
Oh, I miss him even more now.
Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Chris, please?
Yeah, you got me.
What's up, Chris? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi. Who are you?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. We
can go back and forth like this all day, man.
Established that already, Chris.
What's going on?
Not much, man. Just hanging out. You know, thought we'd give you a call.
Now I feel like we should go back to hi.
Is there a reason you're calling me?
Yeah, there is, actually. Do you want to hear what it is, or we could just continue to get to know each other?
Go ahead.
We actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
About me?
Yeah.
Well, what did it say?
Well, her name is Rebecca, and she said that you guys went out on a date, and she really liked you, but now you're kind of blowing her off. So she emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone and find out why.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why would she email you guys about this?
Because we're close personal friends of hers.
I mean, you're joking, right?
About us being close personal friends? Yeah, we don't know her that well. But she does listen to the show, and it's a segment that we do on our show all the time. It's called the Second Date Update. It's where if you go out with somebody and then they end up blowing you off after your date, you email us to see if we can get them on the phone and figure out why. So she wants us to try to find out what went wrong.
Obviously, nothing like this has happened to me before.
Like this right now or the mac and cheese date that you guys went on?
I mean, you know about the mac and cheese date? Mm.
Yeah, we do.
We also know that you're allegedly sick right now.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't really want to talk about this.
Can you just tell us anything? She's really curious. She liked you a lot. She told us how you guys went out. Went to a couple places to try mac and cheese because you both are mac and cheese aficionados. And before the last place, you left with a stomachache. And now she says that you've been sick for like 8 days.
Yeah, well, it was a weird night, okay? You know, I haven't felt great. So,
you're sticking with the sick thing right now? Because it sounds like you're totally fine.
Look, it was a weird night, okay? That's all I'm going to say. It was a weird night, and that's that.
What was so weird about it? Mac and cheese doesn't sound that strange to me.
Well, it was fun in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she told you. We went to like a couple. We were like looking for the best mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Did it get weird when you had that mediocre mac and cheese at the second place and you just couldn't handle that anymore?
Well, I handled it fine. I can take a bad mac and cheese and make it work. Okay, that's not going to ruin my night. But it seemed to really set her off a little bit.
What?
What
do you mean, set her off?
I mean, the second restaurant, look, it wasn't great, macaroni and cheese, if I'm being honest. It wasn't great, but she, like, all of a sudden, like, got in a really, like, weird, dark mood.
Wow. What does that mean?
She got dark?
I've never had mac and cheese send me to a deep, dark hole in my mind, but I'm really interested to find out how that happened for her.
Dark place?
Well, it's obviously mac and cheese has never put me in a dark place either, but she starts going off about her roommate, like, in a real, like, dark way.
So
she had bad food, and then she started confessing to you how much she doesn't like her roommate?
The moment she had the bad mac and cheese, it's like she just starts joking about how she wants to kill her roommate.
Whoa! You weren't joking about the dark thing.
Dude! What?
Look, I don't know if it was the mac and cheese specifically that set her off, but it was at that moment that she starts going off about her roommate.
What, like, what was she saying?
Look, I'm sure she was joking, but she said this thing about, like, how she watches, like, CSI and, like, thinks about how she could get away with it.
Oh, what? My God. What?
So she legitimately, not just like somebody who's like, I hate my roommate. I wish I could kill them sometimes. Yeah. She was like, I hate my roommate. I've planned out how I could kill them sometime.
Even if it was a joke, it was a level of commitment that terrified me.
And did she, I mean, did she go into detail, her murder plot, or was that kind of vague the whole time?
CSI was enough detail for me.
Okay, I would like to interject. I have something to say.
Chris, that's Rebecca. She has been listening on the other line and apparently wants to interject, and I'm not going to stand in her way.
Me neither. Go for it.
You psychos put her on the phone?
Oh, my God.
Yes, she's been here the whole time.
Chris, you do not need to be scared of me. There is nothing to be scared of. Hello, Chris?
I'm scared.
What you said was crazy. It was crazy.
Okay, Chris, let me be real right now. I do not like my roommate. She's messy and crazy. And yeah, I've thought about how I would kill her, but I would never do that. I'm just a really passionate, funny person, okay? No, stop. I'm being serious.
Nobody goes into details on how they would kill their roommate.
Not detail. Just like, okay, a lot of people watch CSI and shows like that. So like, I am not alone in this. I'm just like, sometimes I'll be watching the show and like, she'll do something annoying again. And I'll just go in my mind and like think about what I would do, how I would do it, and it makes me feel better, and I would never actually do it. Come on. I love mac and cheese. I'm not a serial killer.
That does not mean anything. I mean, I think everybody here, including Chris, has had a lot of bad roommates, and nobody has ever fantasized about chopping them into little pieces.
Yeah. I'm terrified right now, if anybody wants to know.
Yeah, thank you for piping up, Chris. I was actually wondering about that. Okay, so Rebecca, you don't really want to kill your roommate.
No, of course not.
Okay, what do you? But you can understand, like, if you were on a date with a guy and he was talking about how he was going to off his buddy, that would be kind of a red flag.
If he was talking about murdering, like, his friend in, like, a funny way, I would laugh.
In a funny way.
Are you guys listening to this? She's still talking about it. I just wanted the date to be about mac and cheese. Not murder.
Oh, my God. You just don't get it. I was just joking, like, blowing off steam, like, being a fun human being. What's wrong with you?
People don't blow off steam by fantasizing about murder.
I'm sure other people do.
Yeah, and they're in jail.
And you're the weird one.
They're in jail.
Okay.
How about this, Chris? Would you like to go out on a second date with Rebecca? We will pay for it.
You could not pay me enough.
Oh. I mean, if you think of it this way, there's no way she has any outstanding warrants or anything. She wouldn't do a radio thing if that was the case.
I don't want to know anything about her background. I'm terrified I'm going to be tied to a future crime she commits.
You actually, honestly, 100% believe that I am capable of murdering someone? Are you serious? Are you serious? Come on. Just be normal. You're so cute.
Just be normal. Just be normal. You're so cute.
Oh, my God. That is a plea that so many women have said before.
Chris, will you be normal? You're so cute. Will you go out with her again one more time?
I'm normal, and she's not, and we're not going out again.
All right. Oh, well, thank you for telling us about your date. I think you're safe now.
Oh, he is not safe. I'm going to keep messaging you because you're cute, and if you think I'm crazy, I'll be crazy.
Oh, whoa. No.
You haven't seen anything yet. That was just joking.
Rebecca, okay? He doesn't want to go out with you, though. Just, like, cut your losses. You can find somebody else who's cute and normal on your level.
And like mac and cheese, I doubt it. Chris, we're going out next Friday to the third restaurant, okay?
Oh!
Are you guys hearing this?
Yeah, I am, and it sounds like you have a date. I'm sorry.
I think you should show up.
We'll still pay for it.
We're going to pay for it.
You go there on Friday, okay? And if I don't show up in like an hour, just keep waiting because I'll be there.
She'll show up eventually.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Look, the girl from today's second date update, obviously a little crazy.
A little?
A little aggressive?
not who I'm really worried about. I'm worried about all of our listeners texting in at 78592 saying that they want to be her best friend. Somebody just texted in at 78592. All it says is, I like murder.
Seriously, what?
If you don't know what I'm talking about today's second date update. Rebecca wanted to call this dude named Chris. He wasn't calling back after they had a fun-filled night with mac and cheese. Sounds kind of dirtier than it was actually. They ate mac and cheese. And stuff. But the reason he wasn't calling back was because while they were hanging out, she made a comment about how she wants to kill her roommate. And it seemed like more than a joke. And then she went on to explain, like, oh, I watch CSI and all those shows, and I know exactly how I would kill my roommate.
Oh, man.
He got the feeling that she wasn't joking, and she actually did want to kill her roommate, so he wasn't calling her back and decided not to go out on another date with her. But she says she doesn't care. She's going to date him anyway. Somebody texted in at 78592 and said, get a restraining order fast.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? She knows what she wants, and she's going for it.
No.
Okay?
That's true.
So what if Snapped is her favorite show?
He should have said yes, though, because now he's in trouble. She's probably plotting his murder now.
Dude, she was already doing it as soon as they hung out. It sounds like she plots everybody's murder. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back. Hopefully.